Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader has picked a running mate, a move that could put him on more state ballots. Nader picked Peter Camejo, a longtime Green Party activist from California. Camejo received a national attention last year after he won about 3% of the vote as the Green Party's candidate in the California gubernatorial recall election. Joining me now is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Morning.
Morning, Renee.
Now that Nader has picked Camejo, is the Green Party likely to endorse Nader at its convention this weekend in Milwaukee?
Well, I think this increases the likelihood that it will. We don't know what they're going to do yet, but if they do, what that means is that Ralph Nader could get his name on the ballot in 22 battleground states. In other words, the Green Party already has ballot lines in those states, states like Florida and Michigan that are going to be very important this year. And that is a lot easier than the effort and the expense that Nader is now going to, which is collecting thousands and thousands of signatures to get on those ballot lines in those states as an independent. And of course, what Democrats fear is that in another close election, Nader could affect the outcome in some of those key battleground states the way they believe he did in 2000. They believe he swung the election to Bush then by getting just enough votes in states like Florida and New Hampshire.
What is the Kerry campaign's strategy for dealing with Nader?
Well, it's a two-track strategy. Kerry himself has been very solicitous and friendly to Ralph Nader. They've had a meeting where they've praised each other. But the Kerry campaign and other groups affiliated with the Democrats have been very aggressively going after Ralph Nader. There's one website called thenaderfactor.com. And what they are trying to do is to convince Nader supporters not to do this again, to try to reach out to people who would vote for Ralph Nader and try to say, look, a vote for Nader is a vote for Bush. The problem for Kerry this year is that Ralph Nader is running as a peace candidate. His platform is pull everybody out of Iraq within 6 months. And Kerry is trying to pull off a very delicate balancing act between those voters who are against the Iraq war, want all the soldiers to come home immediately, who now have a choice between him and Nader if they don't like the war, and that vast amount of moderate voters in the middle who perhaps have doubts about the war, think the president isn't handling it very well, but also have doubts about whether a Democrat can handle terrorism and national security effectively. So he has to show that he's going to be a tough commander-in-chief. He can handle national security and the war to those voters while at the same appealing to the anti-war Nader bloc. And that is a tough balancing act. And believe me, the Bush campaign is trying to make it as difficult for Kerry as possible to pull it off.
Mara, what's the likelihood that Nader and Camejo will be part of the presidential debates this fall?
Well, I would say it's very unlikely at this point. The rules are you have to be polling above 15% in the polls, and certainly Nader isn't. He's at about 6% in some polls. He has been invited to this independent candidates debate, not the debate that the debate commission is holding between Bush and Kerry. He doesn't want to do that. So I would say right now it's very unlikely that you will see a debate between George W. Bush, John Kerry, and Ralph Nader in the fall.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.